Hey, everybody. Welcome to I-80 Sports College Football. Today, we're getting into our second edition of the wide receivers. Let's get into it. I'm Rich here with Ed and Dave, as always. We're here to talk some wide receivers. We got our second round. So if you missed our first round, we did it a couple weeks ago. Sorry for the delay. We were into some NCAA tournament stuff last week, some NFL, a couple weeks in between. But, hey, we got a long off season. We got a lot of time to talk about these guys. So let's get into wide receivers here. Ed, Dave, how you guys doing tonight?
Good to be back. Good to be back after last week's March Madness. It's good to be back for football, watching the free agency and seeing what these kids are doing at their pro days is pretty impressive.
Yep. It's pretty exciting. I mean, with no combine – but it's still the I guess it's the hot stove, if you will, for it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's all good. I the pro days, like, do their guys mess up these numbers? Are these numbers accurate? I'm seeing some crazy numbers coming out. The combine, I just feel there's a little more trustworthy. But hey, whatever. I'm just glad they're doing something out there.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into a North Carolina wide receiver here, Ed. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Dynami Brown?
Yeah, Dyami Brown, he's 6'1", 195 pounds. You watch a North Carolina game past couple of years, you could easily say he was the most dynamic player on the field. In 2019 and 2020, he had 1,000 receiving yards in each season. He's caught 20 touchdown passes over those two seasons, and he's averaging more than 20 yards a reception. The plus with him at 6'1", 195, he has no fear going over the middle. He's very good after the catch. He'll break a tackle, and he could tack on some yardage. Everybody's been saying and watching him play a couple times, I think the strongest part of his game is obviously his vertical route running, which is another receiver that I'll be talking about later. I seem to have drawn the vertical guys tonight. He has great burst. He's got great burst to get open deep. So when he get, you know, when he gets separation, he has that second that burst that'll put him deep. Things that could hold him back. Very limited passing tree at North Carolina. So he's going to have to pretty much learn to improve on his routes because there is a limited tree that they ran at North Carolina. And there is some people saying that he's has some trouble with press coverage. So I'll have to build some strength so he's able to get off the press coverage in the NFL. I have him as an ideal second or third receiver with the team that likes to go deep. Somebody that likes to throw the ball deep, has a deep passing game, Kansas City, Watkins will probably be leaving. This is a guy that can stretch the field, but I don't see him becoming a number one receiver. I think he's a solid two or three receiver in that.
So you think he's a day two guy here, Brown? Day three?
Late two, but three. Most likely a third round, most likely a third day guy coming off.
Yeah, he was productive. He had 1,000 receiving yards each season. He had 20 TDs. He averaged more than 20 yards per reception. So he's definitely got that deep route ability.
Yeah.
That's Dyami Brown. Let's get into another Brown here out of USC. Dave, why don't you tell us about Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yeah, okay. He's a 6'1", 184. He came right out of the gates as a freshman, and he's very talented. He really is great at tracking the ball. He can go up and get it, and he's also a person who won't shy away from trying to break tackles rather than go out of bounds. He's definitely has the potential to be a number one receiver in the NFL. The one thing I think the scouts seem to seem concerned about is that sometimes he lacks concentration, but if he can grow into the NFL, I think he'll be a number one receiver. He's fast, and he's got the size at 6'1", 194. He can, like I say, he's really good at tracking the ball, and he's not a bad route runner either. So I think he'll be a good fit for some team.
Yeah, good size, 6'1", 195. So he's got that really prototypical size, and a little slimmer than that. But I think he could excel in a vertical, quick timing offense. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to agree. He looks slimmer on tape than his measurables. So we'll see what he does in the NFL. I think he's got to put on a little muscle. when he gets up to this next level, obviously. But somebody will take him. He'll get drafted, that's for sure.
For sure. He's got that big playability. I've been hearing his name for a while. I'm excited to see what he can do in the NFL. Let's get into our next guy here out of Wake Forest, Sage Surratt. I'm actually a big fan of Sage Surratt. He's 6'3", 215. In 2019, he had 66 catches for 1,000 yards, 11 TDs. He averaged 15.5 yards per catch. He obviously sat out last season. He had a record-setting high school career as a football and basketball player, and he was also the valedictorian of his class. He actually decided to go to Harvard, but then he decided he wanted to focus on being a business major, and he wanted to play for a Power 5 conference, so he ended up going to Wake Forest. He flashed in 2018 before he had that 1,000-yard season in 2019. He obviously opted out last year, like I just said. He's a physical receiver. He has real good ball skills, and he can excel winning contested catches. He's got good leverage positioning his body, can really go up and get the ball, and his size will take over from there. Now, the concern with Surratt is he's not that athletic. He's modestly athletic. He doesn't have that separation and quickness like some of the other guys we're going to talk about here. And he doesn't have that breakaway speed. So yeah, I think that he ran his ceiling a little bit.
Yeah, he ran a 4.6. His best 40 was 4.6.
That's what defensive ends are running 4.6. Some offensive linemen
are running. Yeah, so he doesn't have that.
4.6. He actually kind of reminds me of Jordan Matthews as like that big slot receiver. So I think he could be like a number three for a team, maybe in a West Coast or spread system that could take advantage of his size, quick passes. And the likes there. I think he's going to be maybe a late day two guy. He'll get drafted though. So that's Sage Surratt out of Wake Forest.
Yeah, I think he'll. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry, go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I think he's a type of receiver I think that will fit with the Packers offense because they got with Devontae Adams, and I think he'll be one of the guys who could benefit with all the double teams from Adams. He can maybe win one-on-one physical matchups in the slot.
Yeah, I think when it comes to say Surratt, I think he had the opportunity to come out last year, but he chose to go back to Wake Forest, and then obviously COVID hit and he opted out. I think that was a mistake on his part. In one of our earlier shows, we did talk. He was probably one of the biggest disappointments at the Senior Bowl this year. He did not have a good Senior Bowl. But if he plays up to what he played 2 years ago, I agree with Rich. He'll make a team. He'll get drafted, and he'll surprise us. But he's got some work to do. I'm not as big of a fan as you guys of Sage.
All right, let's move on here. This is a guy I know that you're a fan of. But Dave's going to take us to Amari Rodgers out of Clemson. Dave, what do we got for Amari Rodgers here?
Okay, well, he definitely had his best season last year with like 77 catches and over 1,000 yards. He's a physical receiver, and he can I think he can win the one-on-one battles. I think he'll be good in the NFL. He's not the fastest guy, but he'll be all right. I think, right, Ed? I think you know more about Rodgers than I do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, his father was T. Martin, who was a quarterback at the University of Tennessee, and Rodgers, I don't want to use the word dynamic, but I would say he's a solid slot receiver. He runs a 4.4 40. You can use him in your return game. He can make people miss. He's pretty good. One-on-one, he's got to get a little better in the open field. Usually if he's one-on-one, the first guy can bring him down. But he's just a hard-nosed player. He tore his knee up and missed most of a season and came back. And his first catch, I believe, went for like 80 yards and a touchdown at Syracuse 2 years ago when he came back. So he's definitely got a heart. I think he's a team leader, and I think he'll bring energy to whatever team he plays for. And ideally, he's probably – I'd have to re-look at everything. I might have him as my number three slot receiver coming out of this year's class with my number two coming up next. But he's probably the third best. And like I said, you can use him in the return game. He's a special teams player. He'll make the team. And I don't want to compare him to a guy that was similar to him who came out of Clemson. Which was Ray McLeod. I think that Amari's more physical and a bit quicker, so I think he'll have a better career than Ray McLeod.
Yeah, a guy I kind of think of Rodgers, like, that we're talking Amari Rodgers here out of Clemson. A guy I'm thinking of is Deebo Samuel out of South Carolina. He's with the 49ers now. He's kind of have that physical, built like a running back type slot receiver. And the 49ers really manufacture touches for him. And I think that's where Rodgers can thrive. He can use his physicality, burst, vision, almost like a running back after the catch, maybe on some end arounds, things like that. I think he could be a primary slot receiver that gets those manufactured touches to create space. And I think he's a great punt returner as well. So I think Amari Rodgers is definitely going to have a decent NFL career. We'll see. I think as a Clemson fan, I mean, watching that Clemson team, we're used to having those stud receivers at Clemson. I think he was supposed to be one of those next guys coming up, but he's definitely talented enough to play in the NFL. Now, Ed, you mentioned another slot receiver that you think is even better than Amari Rodgers, and that is Elijah Moore out of Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Elijah Moore here?
Yeah, Elijah Moore, 5'9", 185, definitely benefited from Lane Kiffin this year. He was a first-team All-American, 1,193 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 86 receptions in only 8 games this season. They clocked him at a 4.35 40 at his pro day. A lot of scouts were reporting back to their teams that he was just putting on a show at his pro day. He's a complete receiver with all kinds of versatility. He can do anything you want on special teams as well. He's a home run hitter who constantly breaks off the big play. Constant. He's going to contribute right away as a returner, I believe, in the NFL, unless the team gets him and puts him in the slot right away, which has happened. He's a very good route runner, and his speed allows him to separate from defenders that are trying to cover him. Another guy, because of his frame and being a little small, that will maybe scare some people away. He'll have some trouble with press coverage if they decide to press him in the slot, which usually does not happen. But besides that, I think his speed alone and his return ability is going to get him drafted. He's another one similar to Amari Rodgers in terms of in the open field, the first guy usually brings him down. He's got to get a little strength to him so he can break that first tackle after his catch. But I think right now you're looking at like the Dolphins, the Saints, 49ers. I think they're all taking a real close look at him, and he really had a really impressive pro day. So I have Elijah Moore as the second ranked slot guy behind Rondale Moore, who also had a great pro day this past week. So, I mean, teams that are looking for slots, you got, I think, three good ones that you can choose from between Moore, both Moores and then Rodgers. But Elijah Moore, he's going to turn some heads.
Yeah, excellent agility, excellent quickness. He's a really tough guy. He'll catch the ball in traffic, and he's a big play threat waiting to happen. I don't think he's that great of a run blocker, in my opinion, though.
Right.
So that's something he'll need to get a little more physical in that regard. He's definitely got the toughness to do that. But I think
he's got great hands too. Very soft hands. He catches everything away from his body. So he's a player.
Let's move along to our next guy here. We have Dwayne Eskridge out of Western Michigan. He's 5'9", 190. Dwayne Eskridge, I mean, the MAC conference, I watch a lot of MAC conference. It's one of my favorite things to do Tuesday, Wednesdays. I always talk about that. Dwayne Eskridge actually moved back and forth between offense and defense. He played a little cornerback due to injuries on the roster, other players transferring from the program. So he has the mentality of a defensive player, but he plays wide receiver. He's got real strong hands. He's got a good route tree. He can play on the inside or the outside. And I think what's really going to get a second look at Eskridge here is he's a mainstay on special teams. So he can play as a returner. He can be a gunner. He's going to be on the kickoff and punt teams. In the run game, he's a really high-effort run blocker. I've seen some great blocks from him on the perimeter. He's never going to take that play off. I think his ideal role would be as a number three wide receiver. He has the potential to turn into a consistent number two opposite one of those other prototypical guys. But I think he can be a day one starter as a returner on kickoffs or punts.
Yeah, he's a kid too that had a really good Senior Bowl practice week. I don't remember if it was a knee or he tweaked something, so he didn't really play in the game. But before that thing, whatever tweak or whatever he did happen, he was obviously the most impressive receiver, they were saying, at the Senior Bowl when the practices started this this past season for the Senior Bowl. So he's another kid. I mean, and Rich, you're the Mac guy, so you know, but I think he's going to have a pretty good season for sure this year.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I read that saw comparisons to him to Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, I think it seems like every wide receiver would be a good fit for Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, but he just seems like a guy who would fit in and as a good like third receiver for the 49ers. And he ran a 4.38 40, which is not terrible. So, you know, I think he'll be a decent pro in the right system.
Yeah, Shanahan loves those physical guys that can really be more like he can do gadget stuff with them. So I think Eskridge would definitely catch Shanahan's eye for the Niners. Another receiver here, let's talk about. Well, Ed, this is another bigger type receiver here out of Michigan. We have Nico Collins out of Michigan.
Yeah, Nico Collins is the other vertical threat that I mentioned earlier without saying his name when I was speaking earlier about – I can't even see. I lost my mind there. Who was I speaking about the first time? Brown, De'Ami Brown from North Carolina. Same type – not the same type of build, but same type of receiver in terms of his vertical game. Nico Collins is 6'4", 215 pounds. Interesting thing about Nico Collins this past year was – once COVID hit and the Big Ten said they weren't going to play, he opted out and signed with an agent and actually took an advance on his marketing rights from that agency. Big Ten announced that they want to go back. He actually appealed to the NCAA. He wanted to come and play this year. He opted back in to play for Michigan, but because he took that advance, the NCAA denied it. So he missed the season, and I think he's kind of regretting it because we don't have much tape on him in terms of he played, you know, 2 years ago. He had a whole season off. A lot of people are projecting that he's going to they think he's going to have a better professional career than his collegiate career. So he's got good ball skills. He's got that vertical burst that we talked about earlier that's going to make him a nice deep threat in the NFL. Like I just said, a lot of people are saying he could end up being a better pro than a college player. I think it's going to take him a little time to adjust to the pro game because he's not a complete wide receiver like some of the guys we mentioned in our first show. He does have that second gear, though. He gets off the line and hits that second gear to get a separation. And with that gear and size, that will make him a nice fit in a vertical passing attack in the NFL. I actually don't compare him, but I think this guy would have been the perfect fit for Al Davis's Raiders back in the day. This is the kind of guy that Al Davis would always draft. He's got the big body. He's got the speed. He's got the hands that, you know, they could throw the ball deep to him anytime they want. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. It's another guy kind of like Sage Surratt. I kind of wish we all wish COVID didn't happen, but in terms of these two kids, I kind of wish they had this season to play because I think we'd had a better idea what they were about if we got to see him a little bit this year. And I think that's going to hurt him a little bit, and it'll take him a little time to adjust. He might be a number four or number five receiver this year for somebody's team, but I could be wrong. He could shock us.
Yeah, I mean, teams are definitely going to always look at a guy who's 6'4", 215. That's great size for a receiver. Just got to see how he pans out. Maybe day three guy, in my opinion. All right, let's round it up here with a pair of Auburn receivers that we haven't mentioned. I think actually this first guy I'm going to talk about, I think he could go in round two, round three. That's kind of where I have him projected. And that's Seth Williams out of Auburn. So Seth Williams out of Auburn, he's 6'2", 225. So he's got that great prototypical size and skill set to be an X receiver in the NFL. He has his natural hands. You always hear the term hands catcher. He's got really strong hands. He doesn't allow the ball to get into his body. He just uses his hands. And he rarely lets it get into his frame. And you don't really see him double catch the ball. Like, you kind of see some guys double catch. He very rarely does that. One thing that he's not going to do is he may struggle against press coverage because he doesn't have that foot quickness off the line. But I think that's something when he gets into an NFL team, they can kind of work with him on that. He's fearless over the middle, catching slants. He's really good as a contested catch receiver, and I think he's going to really be a red zone nightmare. He's got that 50-50 ball skills. He can go back shoulder. I think he's going to be a starter for a team very soon. I think he could kind of break through this year. It depends on what team, obviously, he lands on, but I definitely think he's going to be a day two or three, or a round two or three guy. The one knock on him is he doesn't have elite separation agility at the top of his routes, and he doesn't really win with quickness against man coverage. Those are just kind of a little knocks on him. He can really fit into any offensive scheme, but I think he's going to have some success in the NFL. That's Seth Williams out of Auburn.
Yeah, Seth Williams is exactly what you said. The negatives are what will hurt him if they're playing a team that plays a lot of man-to-man coverage. But if they play a team that is constantly running zone, he's a good zone breaker. He finds the holes in the zone, Williams. So his ability, I think, to start until he gets stronger and learns how to beat that press coverage and beat man-to-man will be a guy that you can put in, and he'll find that open space in the zone and convert on some first downs for sure, you know, third downs for sure.
Just moving along here onto our next Auburn receiver. We have Anthony Schwartz. He's 6 foot, 180. So he's a little smaller than Williams is. I think he's more of a slot receiver, Anthony Schwartz. Let's talk a little bit about Anthony Schwartz here.
Yeah, he can fly. He is definitely a playmaker. And he's considered, I guess, a quote track guy. But he definitely does play some toughness for being a track guy. I think in the NFL, if he's lined up in a slot, he'll be a nightmare for a lot of teams to cover because of his explosiveness and playmaking ability. He definitely needs to be, I think, in a vertical offense, though. He's definitely not a West Coast type of receiver. But he's another guy I think the Raiders – you know, it's funny. A lot of these same teams we typecast these receivers for, but he would definitely be a guy. I think the Raiders with the vertical passing game that John Gruden likes, he would definitely fit in there.
Yeah, I mean the kid, he's 6 foot, 185 pounds. He ran a 4.26 40. He's not a well-rounded receiver, but he has plenty of speed. And here's a list already. He ran a 4.26. He's already met with the Rams, the Bills, the Bengals, the Lions, the Vikings, the Ravens, the Cowboys, and the Cardinals. And before that, he met with the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Steelers, the Jets, the Chargers, the Colts, the Saints, and the Titans. So with his speed and his size, somebody's going to take him.
Sounds like everybody's met with him.
Exactly.
Everybody but the Raiders, apparently.
Yeah. So he's definitely a name. I don't think he has the ability of the three other slot guys that we've mentioned before, but 6 foot. I mean, he's a playmaker, and you know when you run a 4.26, speed kills, man. So somebody's gonna take him.
Speed and size. When NFL guys see you have those type of intangibles, I feel like they just think they can get the rest out of you through coaching. So he'll definitely be an interesting prospect. That's Anthony Schwartz out of Auburn. Before we wrap it up here, we always appreciate everybody taking a look at what we're doing out here. And all our viewers, we do really enjoy interacting with you guys, especially when we're live. Obviously, this one's not live, but if you guys want to drop a comment on this video, see what position groups you want to do next. We're definitely going to touch on all position groups throughout the offseason here. It's a long offseason. We got a lot of time leading up to the NFL draft. We'll be doing some draft coverage also. So we just want to thank everybody for tuning in, seeing, listening to what our thoughts and our feedback. So if you guys have anything, drop us a comment, and we'll be sure to get back to you.
And look forward to watching us. We will be live for the draft again this year. Everyone, it was a big show last year. It's going to be even better this year. So make sure you pencil us in for your draft day coverage.
If I could just give like my one, I always like to get every year I have like one sleeper that like is really off the rail. Last year it was Gabriel Davis of Central Florida. This year I like Jalen Darden from North Texas. I mean, I'm not really, I've always said, I think in the first wide receiver, I said, I don't like guys under 180 pounds. He's only like 174 pounds, but he could fly. And he had 20 touchdowns for North Texas last year. And I think he'll land on an NFL roster. I think I think people will be picking him up in fantasy at some point in the next year.
Gotta love it. We do it all here at I-80 Sports. We got the fantasy coverage, college football. We have our hockey guys, soccer guys. We got it all. So be sure to check out everybody here at I-80 Sports. For Ed, Dave, I'm Rich signing off. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you again soon.
See you guys.
Take care.